Jesus' name, and somebody shout amen. Amen. All right, we're looking at Ephesians chapter 6. Now we're speaking on the topic spiritual warfare, volume 2, and this section is called Taking Your Authority. And this is part 20 of this whole series. Okay, I don't know how I got 20 on there. Okay, but taking your authority. 21. Okay. It says 21 here. I'm not sure what that is. Okay. Now, spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. Just the name itself is powerful. Spiritual warfare. Okay. All right. Let's look at this starting in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I think we looked at that in the, could you put that up there in the Amplified right, real quick, please, so I can show them that. And in Amplified, it says, the same verse, put on the whole armor of a heavy-armed soldier. Say heavy-armed soldier. Which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Now, I've asked him to make a copy of a picture I got out of a spiritual book, a reference book, and I asked him to make a copy of that picture. If you have that picture, can you just put that picture up on the board? Because we're talking about this spiritual armor here. Okay, it's just a little drawing, you know. I could probably do better than that, but I didn't have much time. Okay, but you see all the parts there? You see how this soldier is clad. It's got the armor on, the helmet piece, shins on its legs, its feet, and so forth and so on. All right, now let's go back to that next verse. Let's go back to verse 12. And he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Now think about that soldier that you just saw. So something is going to be around your loins here, truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, that's a breastplate, it's going to be righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So there's some boots or some kind of special shoes are going to be on your feet. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, God never, if you look at that soldier, his shield was out front. Okay? Now, we know the blessing wall covers you all the way around. But basically, his shield was out front. Now, why is it out front? Because that's what he holds. And he holds it out front because he doesn't plan on turning his back to his enemy. That's not in the formula here. That we are looking to go forward, not backwards, not retreating. Say amen to this. Okay, so then give me the next verses, please, after that one. Above all, taking a shield of faith, helmet of salvation. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And prayer is a way that we launch spiritual weapons. We can launch warheads with prayer, just like a missile is used to launch something. We launch it by prayer. Say amen to that. Amen. We can launch it from here. We can launch it from here. Here is Jesus over in Matthew chapter 8, and the centurion said, you don't need to come to the house. just launch something from right here. And my servant, who is miles away, can be healed. It says when Jesus came to a certain area, they didn't come out to join him. That was in Luke chapter 9. And they didn't come out. And the disciples said, let's call fire down on them and burn them up. Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you of. The Bible says he set his face to go to Jerusalem. See, he didn't launch anything for that city. He was praying towards Jerusalem because he was headed for his passion. So I'm just saying that you can pray for somebody from right here. In fact, over in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 12, he says that here they were, in verse 5, it says, and Peter therefore was kept in prison, and prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Okay? So when Herod would have killed him the next day, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison, and behold, an angel of the Lord came upon him. Now, who do you think sent the angel? God. But who do you think prayed to God that he was sending angel? Who do you think? What does it say in the book? Who was praying? The church. So they were praying for a man who was locked up to be unlocked. Did God unlock it? Yeah. You can have a person in the hospital and pray that the devil will unlock them. Are you with me here? See, the church is a powerful institution, folks. We run the earth. The Bible says we are seated with him in heavenly places. Say amen. And that he has put all things under his feet. Now, that's found over in Ephesians. Glory to God. Ephesians. I'm not going to delay now. Look what it says. Ephesians chapter 1, all right, verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come, and has put how many things? All things under his feet. Where are the feet in respect to the body? They're in the body. Are they in the head? No, they're in the body. The Bible says Jesus is the head. Look at verse 22. Glory to God. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The fullness of him. The fullness of him. That means that the church, because he's in the body and Jesus is part of the Godhead, that means the body must be part of the Godhead too. Now that's a revelation. Now I'm not going to try to argue that. And look what he says here in verse 5. Even when we were, chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. So you're not only sitting here in this service, but you're sitting with him in heavenly places. Now, where is he seated? Far above all principality and power. Glory to God. So I am seated far above all principality and power. Folks, you get a hold of that blessing teaching I'm blessing on Sunday. You get a hold of that teaching I'm teaching on Sunday, you'll find that your load will lighten. You'll find that things that you used to worry about, you won't worry about them anymore. Because that blessing supplies everything you need. Glory to God. It just keeps bringing it. All right, Let's see where we're going.